This is Bob Gersh with East Coast Capital. Today's topic, builders are building smaller homes. Builders are building smaller homes. There's no arguing it. Affordability is still tight. And if you're trying to buy a home, that may mean you need to look at smaller homes to find one that's still in your budget. But there's a silver lining. Builders are focused on building these smaller homes right now, and they're offering incentives. And that can help give you more options that fit the bill. Newly built homes are trending smaller. During the pandemic, home buyers wanted and could afford larger homes, and builders delivered. They focused on homes that were bigger, so people had more space for things like working from home, having a home gym, bonus rooms for virtual school, and more. But with the affordability challenges buyers are facing today, builders are increasingly shifting their attention to bringing smaller single-family homes to the market. The graph is posted on my blog at askbobgersh.com, uses data from the census to show how this trend has evolved over the last few years. So, why the shift to less square footage? It's simple. Builders want to build what they know will sell. Basically, they focus on where the demand is strongest. And once mortgage rates started climbing, consumers felt the challenges of affordability creeping in, it became clear there was and is a very real need for smaller homes. As the National Association of Home Builders, NAHB, explains, after a brief increase during the post-COVID building boom, home size is trending lower and will likely continue to do so as housing affordability remains constrained. A recent article in The Real Deal says this about how this helps buyers. Even a slightly smaller home can be thousands of dollars cheaper for both builders and buyers. In response to affordability challenges, major home builders are shifting priorities away from the big ticket homes and toward the cheaper set. What this means for you. If you're having a hard time finding something in your budget, it may help to look at smaller homes. And if you consider new builds specifically, you may find a few other fringe benefits that can help on the affordability front, like price reductions or mortgage rate buydowns. As the National Association of Home Builders says, more than one-third of builders cut home prices in 2023. National Association of Home Builders expects builders to continue offering smaller homes and more affordable designs as housing affordability remains a barrier to home ownership. As Charlie Bellilio, chief market strategist at Creative Planning, explains, home builders are adapting to the lowest affordability on record by building smaller homes and offering more incentives slash price cuts. The median square footage of a new single-family home in the U.S. has moved down to its lowest level since 2010. If you explore these options, you'll also get brand new everything. Enjoy a house with fewer maintenance needs and some of the latest features available. That's worth looking at. Right? The bottom line. Builders building smaller homes can give you more affordable options at a time when you may really need it. If you're hoping to buy a home soon, let's connect to look at what's available in our area. This is Bob Gersh with East Coast Capital, this blog, video, and podcast, Monday through Friday at askbobgersh.com. If you have any questions, reach out to me through askbobgersh.com. If you do see me at a local coffee shop, tap me on the shoulder. Let's sit down and have coffee and talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. If you like what you just heard, we appreciate if you would subscribe to our channel. That would really be appreciated. And if you are going to list a property or looking for a property, check our TV listings. For more information about our TV channel, give us a phone call and we'll give you all the details at 781-454-7138. Have a great rest of the day, great rest of the week. Enjoy life. If you can do any service to anyone, just reach out through askbobgersh.com. Until next time, thank you.